You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show, highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a trade school education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents were old enough to play on the monkey bars. Animals from lions to tigers to bears,
lions and tigers and bears,
oh my,
run rampant in the sonic arc of rock and rhythm, but one particular anthropoid makes a surprisingly recurrent showing. Just why the swinging simian was so prevalent was likely due in part to its trickster, fun-natured persona, and, in part, because it influenced one hell of a dance. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, grab your banana and join in on the monkey business. We'll straighten up and fly right with a signifying monkey. When it comes to a monkey-doing woman, Coco Joe is one monkey that'll speak his mind. And it's monkey time for JoJo Gunn as he proves that one monkey don't stop no show, let alone this one. Signifying is slang for the use of double talk and trickery to stir trouble and finds its roots in African mythology and the tale of one meddlesome monkey. Blues god Willie Dixon first put the parable to shellac for post-war America with his Big Three trio in 1946 and again in 1947. Neither was a hit, but Dixon's monkey kept stirring trouble for other artists under the guise of the Jungle King and, under Dixon's original title, the Signifying Monkey.
Ain't a doggone thing. Says the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day. There's a big fat cat living down the way. He talked about your folks in a heck of a way. A lot of other things I'm afraid to say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's blowed his gaze. He meets the elephant up under the tree. He says, "Now, big boy, it's you or me." The elephant looks him from the corner of his eyes. Better find someone to fight your side. The lion jumps up, he makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all night and they fought all day. I don't know how the lion, well, he got away. He come back to the jungle more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Up his temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed the limb and his head hit the ground like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, but the monkey looks up from the corner of his eye, says, "Now, Mr. Lion, I apologize." The monkey on his back studies up a scheme. He's trying to trick that Jungle King. Be fair with me, I wish you would. I'd tear you up all over the wood. The lion jumps up, squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
In 1957, New Orleans behind-the-scenes impresario Dave Bartholomew cut a tune that provided a stunning social commentary and twist on the theory of evolution. Three monkeys debate Darwin's theory and conclude that it's flawed because their descendants could not have evolved into something as deplorable as human beings. The monkey speaks his mind.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. monkey sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruined her life. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave the babies with others to bonk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do, go out at night and get on a stew, or use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the weightless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Multi-instrumentalists Don Harris and Dewey Terry are best imagined as if Little Richard cloned himself and formed a duo. Amazing as that seems, it didn't equate to success. While Don and Dewey toiled in obscurity, covers of their I'm Leaving It Up to You, Big Boy Pete, and Farmer John became hits for others, and one of their best rockers was written by Sonny Bono, 1958's Coco Joe.
In the jungle there's a monkey named Coco Joe, the coolest little monkey that you ever know. He don't have a tail like the other monkeys do, he trimmed it in suede and it dyed it blue. Coco Joe, let me tell you about a Coco Joe. Coco Joe, no square eight. He wears Ivy Leaguers with a crazy drape. You should see his walk, it's the funniest thing. He changed the stroll to the monkey swing. Coco Joe, now let me tell you about a Coco Joe. Coco Joe, the coolest little monkey in town.
Major Lance, yep, his real name, benefited greatly from being a close friend of soul pioneer Curtis Mayfield. With Mayfield's pen and Major's vocals, they helped define the Chicago soul sound. In 1963, a popular dance called The Monkey was swinging the nation with tunes by The Miracles, King Curtis, and Shep in the Limelights, but it was Major's monkey that climbed highest. Monkey time. Nat King Cole is remembered as one of the most successful pop artists of the 50s, but in the 40s, jazz was clearly the pianist's first love. Known for standards like The Christmas Song and Unforgettable, songs he didn't write, Cole's most famous composition remains this 1943 tune based upon an African parable his cleric father used for sermons, Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzard told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Thank you.
fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Little is known about Nashville-based blues harpist Thomas Shy Guy Douglas, short of the few singles he recorded over a 20-year span for mostly arcane labels, such as Todd Records, 1963's Monkey Doin' Woman.
Mr. Shy Guy back in town. Feel a monkey doing, woman. Mr. Shy Guy back in town. Well, I'm a monkey man, and I'm a just a random clown. Well, run here, baby, and tell Shy Guy your name.
Another fascinating social commentary came from the pens of Lieber and Stoller and the larynxes of the Coasters. 1959's Run, Red, Run was a thinly veiled allegory regarding the education and treatment of blacks at that time. In the story, Red teaches a monkey how to gamble. When the monkey figures out Red is cheating, the monkey decides it's time to teach Red a lesson.
Oh, Red went and bought himself a monkey. Got him from a pawn shop broker. He taught that monkey how to guzzle beer, and he taught him how to play stud poker. Last night they were gambling in the kitchen. The monkey, he was taking a beat. The monkey said, Red, I'm gonna shoot you dead, because I know darn well you've been a cheat.
Well, run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun, and he's aiming it at your head.
Boogity, 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 boogity.
Run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun, and he's aiming it at your head.
Boogity.
You better get up and wail, you better move your tail, before he feels it all full of lead.
Oh, Red jumped up, and he started to move like a P-80 Sabre jet. He zoomed around the corner, and he disappeared, and everybody started to bang. On, you know the chase was on. That Red, he sure could run. But let me tell you, sport, don't sell that monkey short, cause he's a traveling son of a gun.
Well, run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun, and he's aiming it at your head.
Boogity, 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 boogity.
Run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun, and he's aiming it at your head.
Woo! Boogity.
You better get up and wail, you better move your tail, before he feels it all full of lead.
parking lot down along the avenue. The monkey said, Red, you made a man out of me. Now I'm gonna make a monkey out of you. Give me your car keys and give me your watch. Give them to me or I'll shoot. I'm gonna put on your brand new Stetson hat and go to town in your new brown suit.
Well, run, Red, run, cause he's got your gun and he's aiming it at your head.
Big Mabel Smith was one of the principal R&B chanteuses of the 50s. Although she climbed the chart trees several times, Mabel is immortalized for her non-hit original version of Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On. The flip side of Shakin' was an equally raucous 1954 number, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
Baby jumped up this morning and sat on the side of the bed. He said, I'm leaving you, baby. And this is just what I said. I said, I can't make you stay if you wanna go. But it's high time, baby, that you should know. In the morning, I got me a man at four. Some women cry when a man leave them dry long slow, but I found out something long time ago. One monkey don't stop the show. One monkey don't stop the show. So when he get too big for his pants, get a spring brand new one and give him a chance. Chicken hearted and crying when he'd walk out the door, cause I was just young and simple. Ha! Ain't like that no more. Cause I had a hard way to go for I learned to school. But I'm here to tell you, and I should know.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Henry Louis Gates. If you know Qwerty, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Little did Willie Dixon imagine that his little monkey would continue to show up on shellac for artists like Cab Calloway, Oscar Brown, Smokey Joe Baugh, Hot Lips Page, and would come full circle in the hands of the king, Chuck Berry. In 1958, Chuck signified the African folktale with none other than Dixon on bass, JoJo Gunn.
Was in ancient history, 4,000 B.C., back in the jungle in a coconut tree. Hanging on a branch up under the sun was a meddlesome monkey named JoJo Gunn. Old Leo the lion came down from the mountain to get a drink of water from the jungle fountain. JoJo the monkey started telling the jive about an elephant who was gonna skin him alive.
ran up on an elephant beneath the tree and said, put up your dukes, you gotta tussle with me. An old Lego from Asia made a non-stop flight, trying to make it in time just to see that fight. A crocodile phoned and reversed the charge, coming all the way from Egypt on a local barge. Old gorilla heard him talking in the lion's den, but Jojo bet him $3 the elephant win. Jojo yelled to Leo, go on, knock him down, he don't outweigh you but 1,000 pounds. Leo led wailing with a left uppercut, the elephant took a snoop and grabbed a coconut. Leo fired a beautiful short right cross, that's when the coconut landed up against his jaw. Leo grew tired but he wouldn't give in, the elephant almost beat his jawbone in. Buzzards said they fought furious all day, he couldn't understand how Leo got away. Jojo running everywhere spreading news to the zebras and the leopards and the kangaroos. A hoot owl reported everything he saw, had his eyes wide open and called it a day. Leo limping back with his jawbone bruised, Jojo in the tree started singing the blues, laughing, meddling, jumping up and down till his foot missed the limb and he fell to the ground. Just like a bolt of thunder and a streak of heat, Leo covered Jojo with all 4 feet. Jojo was screaming with tears in his eyes, said, please, Mr. Leo, I apologize. Said, if you let my feet upon solid ground, I fight you close range 15 rounds. Leo got back and squared off the fight. Jojo took a leap and jumped out of sight.